Tarantulas, you know what? They get a bad rap. I mean, they're big, they're scary, but they're actually pretty harmless and docile, so much so that people keep them as pets. And there's a long history of them being pets in America. And you can learn all about tarantulas by watching the documentary called Spiders Will Eat Your Face. It's a funny title, but with a really great message and interesting subject matter. You can find it on Amazon Instant Watch, Amazon Prime, and Amazon.com.
What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right, welcome to episode 129 of Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thank you for joining us. This episode is all about Game of Thrones.
Yes, and we decided not to put a cold open in this one because of the cold open in the Game of Thrones.
Can't
was fantastic,
that.
And we wouldn't have killed it like Arya did.
That's right.
Oh, fantastic. So Game of Thrones is back. This is going to be a spoiler-filled recap of Season 7, Episode 1.
Dragonstone is the name of it, but So if you have not caught up to Season 7. If you have not seen the first episode of Season 7, beware, we're going to talk about it. Spoilers abound. So, come back to us when you've watched it or you're caught up. So
did you know it was Arya from the get-go?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
so many people.
Pretty obvious. Really?
I was listening to Sirius EW Radio and a couple of, and people were like, at first they didn't know. And I'm like, how did you not know?
How did you not know?
Like, clearly, she took his. I mean, anyway,
I
really think they should have we shouldn't have seen her murder him at the end of last season. I think it should have started
you're right.
with this.
Yeah.
And then, to put everything together.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That would have made it more impactful. Because I think everyone should have realized that is definitely. Arya just killed him.
Yeah. I still think it was really impactful because, I mean, I can see the confusion. Like, people are that maybe this is a flashback or something of Walder Frey. But then as, you know, as he's speaking and more, and then you realize, oh, God, it is Arya with his mask on or his face on. And, you know, she kills every last Frey in revenge for the Red Wedding, of course. So I personally kind of liked it the way they did it because they ended the season with Arya killing him. I think that was a good way to set up her character moving forward. You know what I mean? Like, from this moment on, she's on a path of revenge. She's not messing around. So I think that was a good way. I like the way that it happened. So.
And so this also gives us the answer to the question a lot of people have been asking, why they didn't include Lady Stoneheart in the show. So we know now that she is not.
No.
Catelyn Stark will not be coming back as a zombie.
That's not going to happen. No.
Because she was basically in the books.
Yeah.
Catelyn was doing basically kind of what Arya is doing now. Yeah. Not to this extent, but she's picking up that part of the story. And I was also reading that they believe that's why they didn't bring her back at the end of season 3 was because they wanted to save that resurrection for Jon. They didn't. They wanted it to be more of a surprise. And again, you have to remember, obviously, this is for, you know, the showrunners are very happy that the book readers are following them. But this is for the fans of the show. And the fans of the show, many of them, they haven't read the book. So this is for them and how they're experiencing it. So so it definitely makes sense. That's why. And
absolutely.
So no Lady Stoneheart, which is too bad. But I kind of like this better with Arya.
I definitely like it. Yeah, exactly. You know, I just really like the direction Arya's going and what they're doing with her character. So, yeah, I like it too.
All right, so from there, we open to the new Game of Thrones open, and then we come out to the White Walkers, and it looks like 1-1. They have some giants now on their side.
Some giant White Walkers.
And then it goes to Bran, and it seems we don't know exactly because he was having a vision. We're not sure if that's present day or if it's the future.
We don't know what kind of vision this is, but it's obviously a vision.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are some theories that it is, in fact, a vision of the future, just sort of like he had the vision of the fire or the... Cersei's explosion, wildfire. Attack. You know, and then there's this article from Vanity Fair that talks about, you know, if you look pretty closely at the scenes involving the White Walkers and the White Giants, that you might see some grass amongst the snow, giving hint that maybe that is a premonition of what's to come with the undead south of the wall.
Which makes sense because
I couldn't make that out, but you know.
One died, but he's not north of the wall. He is
south of the wall, yeah.
So that makes sense that those pile of bodies from the Battle of the Bastards, they're going to come back alive and be on the side of the Night King. So that does make sense.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You know, and then again, this article talks about, you know, what's going to bring down the wall. Everyone's speculating that it's going to be Bran. You know, he has that magic that brought down the tree and Hodor, essentially. So I don't know. I do believe Bran's going to have something to do with the wall falling, or you know, at least the White Walkers making it past the wall.
Well, and then I thought there was the Hound. Again, we're kind of skipping around, but the Hound had seen them. Didn't he see them in the ocean or something?
He saw them at, I don't know the whole name, but it's like the East Watch of the East Sea, or there's a castle there, and that's the castle that Jon sends Tormund and the rest of the wild folk to go protect. It's been abandoned because they
couldn't
have
just go around the wall and into the sea?
I don't know. So, I mean, because that's the one, like, that's the closest castle besides Hardhome, closest to the wall at that point. So, I don't know. Well, that'll be interesting.
I have a friend who has a tarantula named Harry. For years, she's been telling me how great Harry is. I hadn't really believed her up until now, until I watched a documentary called Spiders Will Eat Your Face. It is a great documentary. It's also told in stop motion, which is a lot of fun. They talk to experts, dealers, and collectors who show you just how the world of spiders work. And they won't eat your face, I promise. You can watch Spiders Will Eat Your Face, available on Amazon Prime, Instant Watch, and Amazon.com. Okay, and then we move on to Winterfell, where it basically kind of picks off from a scene that we saw last season where Jon was crowned sort of King of the North, and he's kind of talking about how they're going to take on the White Walkers, and then there's a very awkward moment because Sansa speaks up because Jon wants to... he wants to sort of punish the sons of the
he doesn't houses. Want to punish them. She does, yes. So Jon wants to give it to the kids, you know, of the sons. You know, there was a couple of houses that turned against the Starks. And so he's like, well, I'm going to forgive, not going to hold that against you, but, you know, we need their help because they are of the North and they have to pledge allegiance to our castle or whatever. And then Sansa's like, no, we shouldn't do that. Like, we should just give those to loyal families who didn't turn their backs on us at some point. So, yeah, I liked that scene. I mean, I really like what they're doing with Sansa. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But we've also learned in a scene after that where she basically said she learned a lot from Cersei.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, because she doesn't really say what she's learned, but I mean, the way she said it, you can tell she's probably thinking up some things of her own and probably working some back, you know, deals that don't necessarily fit with what Jon wants to be doing. So
She did say even after the fact that he is he's a great leader.
Mm-hmm.
So that that's reassuring that Sansa still sees that, even though they had a disagreement, and a disagreement in front of everyone.
Yeah, you know, and so they have a talk about it, you know, and they're and Sansa wants them to be, you know, collaborate more on what to do, and you know, and she basically tells them, like, you can't be stupid like our dad and Rob, you know, they wound up dead. So, you know, she says, I think you're a great leader, just don't do anything stupid. And so, I don't know, it'll be...
Right, and then you have Littlefinger, who's still kind of just lurking around, and Sansa knows exactly what he's up to and why he's still there. I also think that Littlefinger is going to be the one that pulls the rug out from underneath Jon and say, actually, you're not going to be the King of the North because you're a Targaryen. You are not a full-blooded Stark.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could.
I think that's why. I think that's another reason he's still there, because I think he sees that as... I mean, Littlefinger has a lot of cards to play.
Yes.
And he holds a lot of them close to the vest. So... he's going to use it when he sees that the time is right. And right now, the time is perfect.
That's a good point. For him to do that.
I mean, don't know. I don't think it's going to be Bran. I think it's going to be... I think Bran's going to come in and he's going to confirm it. But I think that he's going to plant seeds. Littlefinger's going to plant these seeds.
Yeah.
Because we know they're going to be in the crypt. Mm-hmm. I think it's this next episode.
Yeah, and we saw that in the trailer.
And Littlefinger's up against... the crypt. So it's not going to be Sansa. I think it's going to be Jon.
I think you're right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, especially if you said, you know, Sansa's saying she's learned a lot from Cersei, and, you know, she's, I think, plotting her own, you know, way to rule the North. And if she does find out that he is only half Stark and part Targaryen,
yeah,
I could see her being like, you're not even full, you know. Right. You have no...
Well, I don't think it's going to be her. Yeah. I think it's going to be everyone else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know...
How dare you know, a Targaryen is going to lead...
Littlefinger's aiming to marry Sansa or, you know, something like that. So, yeah, anyway. During that scene, also, they get a raven from King's Landing. And it's Cersei saying, you know, you need to bend your will to me and be a part of the Lannisters or, you know, you're going to die. And so, but Jon didn't take it seriously. And that's when... Sansa says, you know, you need to not ignore Cersei because she will kill you. And so that's when she says, you know, I've learned a lot from her. It's like, you don't know her like I do. I've learned a lot from her. So, yeah, interesting.
And then we cut to King's Landing and Cersei is just exerting her power left and right.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Which so, we knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, so right, like, we get to this scene and she's having this man paint a mural of the Seven Kingdoms of Westeros, and, you know, she's kind of plotting out who her enemies are, which is pretty much everybody, and trying to figure out their allies. And Jaime is the same way, like, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but we have no allies, like, there's nobody. We can't win this war without friends. And, you know, Cersei's got a trick up her sleeve, which is Euron and the other Iron Islands folks who shows up. I really liked this scene because you can tell that Jaime's sort of realizing how crazy Cersei's getting or just power hungry, maybe.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know, that he's a little bit like, ooh, I don't know if this is good. So... I don't know. It was just.
I mean,
really
Jaime definitely knows what.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
I did think the scene with Euron.
Euron was great,
and he's changed a lot since last
There's
season.
There's been a lot of articles about they
he
changed
Euron's eyeliner now.
Right, they've changed Euron's look. I saw a lot of tweets and stuff about, like, when did Euron start shopping at Hot Topic?
Absolutely, Gadzooks is more like it.
So he's very, like, it's leather, and he's got some eyeliner on, and he's very, like, you know.
But I think he's
sexy.
Playing to Cersei.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think that's why he looks like this.
And he sort of offers himself, like, hey, I can offer you marriage to strengthen this ally. Because right now, Euron and his ships are the only allies they have. I mean, pretty much North doesn't want them, East doesn't want them, South definitely doesn't want them. And he's got a huge fleet of ships, so that's a good thing. And he promises, Cersei declines the marriage proposal, but he promises to bring her a great gift to change her mind.
And that he has two good hands.
He has two good hands.
Oh, that was an awesome burn.
That's an awesome burn, awesome. Agreed.
So what do you think he's going to bring her?
I think he's going to try and get Tyrion.
See, I think it's that one of the mother of the Sand Snakes who killed her daughter.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad
idea. There's no way he's going to be getting close to Tyrion or Daenerys.
Yeah.
He knows that.
I don't know, but I mean, he's probably going to be the one fighting Daenerys and their ships at first, I would think, since they are a ship fleet. I don't know.
Maybe.
It's a good question. I don't really know. I could see him trying to get Tyrion, but you're right. I don't think
There's no way he's getting to Tyrion.
Mm-hmm.
But he could definitely easily get close to Elisa? I don't know what the hell her name is. The mother of the Sand Snakes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who's now ruling Dorne. And it's very interesting how a lot of these areas are now being ruled by these women.
Yeah,
strong women.
It's great. I know, mm-hmm. You're right, because, I mean, the North, you got Sansa, like, second in command or whatever. Mm-hmm. You have, you know, the Sand Snakes and Dorne. That's her, Marcella? No, that was a kid. I don't know what her name is. You know.
I don't know. Alyssa, so. I don't know. Yeah. E-something.
You got Daenerys, and then East is Grandma Tyrell, who's Highgarden. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're pretty much all ladies for the most part, which is cool.
Yeah, which is...
So, really cool. I think we knew that alliance was coming, just the way set it up, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think in the end, I bet he's gonna betray Cersei. Something's gonna happen, because, you know, like,
absolutely,
like, they even talk about it, like, how can I trust you, you killed your own brother, you know. Right. So I do think in the end,
and she's way smarter than that.
Right.
She's gonna be exactly. ready for him, and yeah. she'll probably be the one to kill him.
Yep. Yeah, you're probably right.
And then we jump to the Citadel,
Citadel,
where we've also learned that some time has passed,
mm-hmm.
Because the little one, the little baby, is now almost a toddler, and we're learning that Sam is at the very bottom of
He's not quite a maester yet.
No, he is not.
So his routine consists of cleaning out chamber pots and feeding people and serving meals and putting away books. So there's a whole montage of poor Sam cleaning out disgusting chamber pots and gagging and then serving food and then putting books away, and then it just goes on and on. So so Sam hasn't really found what he's been looking for, hoping that what the Citadel was going to be isn't exactly what it turned out to be. But eventually, he has been helping some maesters, and he knows now that there's a restricted section of the library where there are some interesting books that he's hoping he can read. Especially.
And he got his hands on them.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see there was an article about the screenshot from one of the books? And in the screenshot, it shows something about Dragonglass, and it also shows something about a cure. And at the end of our time at the Citadel, this episode, Sam was taken care of, sort of feeding Jorah.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling, I think they're setting this up for him to cure Jorah, and then at that point, I think he'll become a maester.
I think you're
That's
right.
That's how, because we don't have much more time.
Yeah.
Because Sam is going to become a maester.
Right.
But we don't have much time for that.
And Sam's ultimate goal to come to the Citadel was to learn about Dragonglass and how to defeat the White Walkers, you know. And he keeps telling people, you know, I've seen him. I know Dragonglass, like, kills them. And even the maesters are like, a lot of them don't believe the White Walkers exist.
Which is weird. They're supposed to be so wise.
Right. And so that was the whole point of him coming here. So he finds that book on Dragonglass, where it is. We learn, you know, Dragonstone, which we already knew is covered in Dragonglass. And so even John, when he's speaking to his people, says, you know, we got to find all the Dragonglass we can, mine it, make weapons. So I think that's all setting it up to, you know, of course, Sam's going to say, like, hey, without this book, you really need to go to Dragonstone. So there's also, I read another article too, in that book he's searching through, there's this blade that they do a screenshot of, if you look in some articles. And apparently it's the same blade that was used, that Jamie used during the scene where he pushes Bran out the window in, like, the first or second episode. And apparently it's a Valyrian blade. Like, it's made of Valyrian steel, and the handle is Dragonglass. And so somehow that... And there's promotional pictures of Arya with this blade in her side. So I don't know where the blade's coming from or where it's been, but apparently that blade's coming back into play somehow because it's probably going to help them kill White Walkers. So anyway, I read an interesting article. I didn't remember this blade at all, but apparently it's significant.
Okay, then we get to Arya, who's wandering the woods and hears Ed Sheeran singing. I don't understand. People have such a problem with
this. Really? People really freaking out about Ed Sheeran being in
this. Ed Sheeran.
People hate Ed. He's very polarizing. People either love
him
or hate
him,
right?
I don't get it.
I'm very indifferent.
I know. I think I like his songs.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a great voice. I mean, I don't care that he's in this.
Right.
It really didn't bother me.
No, not
at all. You know? Like, I thought his role fit.
Yeah. I thought it was an interesting scene, though, because we're learning that some of the Lannister soldiers aren't that happy about...
Right, so Arya is on her way to King's Landing to presumably kill Cersei.
Which she tells them.
Yeah, she tells them. And she comes across a group of Lannister army people, and Ed Sheeran's the one singing. And she stops, and they're like, hey, you want some food? And they were super nice to her. Offered her food.
And that kept her from killing them.
Right, exactly. Because you immediately are like, oh, God, those are Lannisters. But, I mean, and she's talking to them, and they're like, oh, God, King's Landing's a hellhole. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't get to see our families. We don't get to know anything. We're just out here fighting for no damn reason. So it's really interesting to see that even the armies don't care. Like, there's a whole lot of unrest in at King's Landing with Cersei being in charge. So it's just kind of interesting. And, you know, they ask her, like, well, where are you going to King's Landing? She's like, I'm going to kill the queen. And they all laugh because they don't take it seriously. But, I thought that was an interesting scene. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And then we get to the scene with the Hound. He is back.
Gosh, I love... I really loved this whole part of the show, especially with the Hound, because it's shown how much his character... has changed, has grown.
The character development with the Hound
right.
is pretty unbelievable.
Right.
And they find this abandoned house to spend the night in. Well, the Hound clearly is not happy about it because he's been to this house before. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that led to the death of the father and his daughter. But in the end, he buries them.
Yeah.
Finally.
So way back in season 3, when the Hound and Arya were traipsing across wherever. I think it's just the Riverlands. Maybe?
I think so.
Yeah. They come across a man and his daughter, and they offer, you know, to give Arya and the Hound shelter, and the Hound steals their silver, you know, and as they're leaving, you know, the Hound's like, oh, they're going to starve anyway. And, I mean, I don't know how many years later this is supposed to be, but we find out they did. They were starving, and they died. It looks like the man killed the girl and himself anyway. The Hound feels really bad about it. I mean, you can tell that he feels really bad. It's so bad that he buries their bodies. So, again, it was just really a really great scene to see the Hound, you know, feeling bad for what he did. So, anyway.
What's going to happen when he runs into Arya?
I know.
That's going to happen.
I know.
And also, looking at the previews for next episode, she's going to run into her direwolf.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Hound's riding around with the men without banners and Beric, the guy who's come back to life many times, you know, and the Hound is skeptical of the Lord of Light. All these guys believe in him. And at the end of this scene, they tell him, hey, look in the fire. You know, and of course the Hound has a adverse reaction to fire, and he does, and he has a vision, and he sees some really horrible stuff happening, but anyway, he's gotten in touch with religion, I guess, with the Lord of Light. It's interesting. So I just wonder if he's going to be a true believer now, or what's going to happen with that. I don't know either. You know, it's just, I just really enjoyed the Hound in this. I mean, I really enjoy him, so.
And I think we're going to have he's going to go up against
I think that's definitely going to happen. Yeah,
that's definitely.
Yeah,
they're setting that up.
Oh yeah, for sure. So,
Daenerys finally reaches Dragonstone, and I really like this sequence because there's not a lot of talk. There was actually no talking.
Yeah.
It just, and everyone kind of stood back, let her take it in, let the audience take it in, that what we're seeing is her returning home to where she was born, and she's come home to take her rightful place at Dragonstone and eventually Westeros.
So, yeah, it was really great. So they're just laying the, I think they're just laying the table for a lot of things to happen. You know, obviously they're just setting it up. But I really enjoyed the episode overall.
I do too. And also the, just go back to that scene real quick. She doesn't sit in the throne.
She doesn't. You're right.
She goes right past it. I mean, she looks at it obviously, and you know, takes it in, but then goes right to the war room.
Mm-hmm. It says, "Let's, shall we begin?" Yeah. Mm. So she's ready to go and attack King's Landing. So it's pretty.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a pretty solid start to the season, and I have a feeling that this was the last episode we're going to experience that is going to be with this slower of a pace. I think it can only just get crazy after this, and the fact that things are going to start moving, because we are now at the point where it has to move. We only have 6 episodes left.
So I was reading this really interesting article on Vanity Fair. There's a lot, they're just like asking a lot of questions after the first episode. And this one went, I've never heard this theory before, and I really thought it was an interesting one. So the question is, why is Beric Dondarrion so important all of a sudden? You know, like he went ages without really being a major plot point, and now he's everywhere. And this author points to a recent interview in Time Magazine with George R.R. Martin when he explained that, here, I'm going to read you the excerpt, but he says, poor Beric Dondarrion, who was set up as the foreshadowing of all this resurrection, every time he's brought back, he's a little less Beric. His memories are fading. He's got all these scars. He's becoming more and more physically hideous because he's not a living human being anymore. His heart isn't beating. His blood isn't flowing in his veins. He's a wight, but a wight animated by fire instead of ice. Mm-hmm. Now we're getting back to the whole ice and fire thing. So it's a really interesting thing to say, you know, there are the White Walkers who come back to dead and they're cold, but Beric is brought back by fire. Right. And they're saying, so does that mean that Jon is a fire wight as well because he was brought back?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just never heard that before, and I thought it was really interesting, and it would hold play into the whole fire and ice thing.
Well, and it also kind of plays into the fact that also in the books, they've mentioned ice dragons.
Yes, exactly.
And there have been theories out there that one of Daenerys' dragons was going to be taken over and turned into an ice dragon. But I don't think that's the case. I think they're actually going to be ice dragons.
You know, I've read a different theory that some people think there's an ice dragon in the wall. Yeah, which would be cool. If it falls and awakens the ice dragon. Yeah. So.
Or maybe, yeah, that would be awesome.
You know?
I don't think that they're going to turn one of her dragons into an ice dragon. I think once somebody could take over the dragon, but I think the ice dragon and the regular, they're too totally, because apparently, again, it's in the history of Westeros that there were ice dragons. So, and they're supposed to be even bigger than Daenerys' dragons, the Targaryen dragons.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah, there's so much potential this season, so many surprises. Mm-hmm. I think that's the reason why everyone loves Game of Thrones so much, is because it zigs when you think it's going to zag.
Right, exactly. And it's smart and it's interesting and you know, and they never stop amazing you or surprising you, which is a lot of fun. Especially now that we're off the page.
I know.
You know, it's so great. So,
so great.
So everyone's surprised.
And I also think, because we're all expecting Bran to be the one to tell Jon, which I think he still will, but I think Jon's going to figure it out beforehand.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm.
Because Littlefinger knows. Well, he Littlefinger knows. Stuff about the Starks and Targaryens before and Lyanna and things like that. So, but I'm interested to see what happens with Bran and where he goes next. We should get some more flashbacks. We should get some more, you know.
Well, I wonder what he's going to do now that he's at the wall. I mean.
Right.
I don't know.
And now it's time to get to Winterfell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder. Because, I mean, I feel like, I'm sure, like, Dany and Jon, so Dany's people, Winterfell, the North, they're going to team up together, take on Cersei.
Well, but Jon is so focused on the White Walkers, as everyone should.
Everyone should be. Yes.
So I don't know. Like, is the White Walker thing going to be this season, or is that safe for next season?
I bet we'll see some of it. I bet I think next season's going to be all White Walkers. Because I mean, I'm almost certain. Who knows?
You would think.
You would think, but it's a good question.
But if we have to wait a whole other season for them to get to Western, I don't think we're going to wait that long. I think it's going to start really moving.
I think you're right. I think it's going to start moving.
I also think we're going to see a Hodor who is a white.
No.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, I didn't think about that. You're right.
There's no way he escaped that. There's no way.
Oh, no. No, yeah. You're right. He probably
are skeletons that are whites. So even if they tear everything off of...
I don't even want to think about it. It's so sad. But I feel like, I bet there's going to be some sort of deal between Danny and John that, like, Danny's going to be like, you can have all the dragon glass you want if you'll fight for me for King's Landing.
Mm.
You know, like, that's not in... So that's probably where the priority to fight that fight is going to come over the White Walls. She's like, okay, we'll just fight this battle.
Yeah.
And then we'll get what we need. And we're going to need your help fighting the White Walkers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I feel like that's probably good... I don't know.
But, so we have 6 episodes left. Things are going to move.
Right, exactly.
And I think Cersei is... Everyone's like, oh, Cersei's going to die this season. No, she's not. She's the only villain left in the show. Like, the true villain.
Yeah, but you got the White Walkers.
They're not Cersei.
That's true. She's not...
She's going... Cersei. She has something... I mean, she has Wildfire. She has other things up her sleeve. She has Euron. But I think she survives to next season.
But what... What would she do next season? Because I feel like the fall of Cersei and the Lannisters is coming this season. Because Dany's obviously probably going to take the throne, or at least attempt it. I mean,
attempt it, but that doesn't mean Cersei's dead. Maybe
I wonder.
Maybe she'll escape and I don't know, wreak havoc.
I just wonder. Else. You know, and then it's all about that prophecy she had with the witch too. Like she's the younger sibling's supposed to kill her, or the younger sibling's supposed to kill her.
Oh, the Val.
Yeah.
Whatever. It could either be Jaime, it could be Tyrion, right. But I think we're going to find out that Tyrion is not a Lannister.
He's
going to be a Targaryen.
Yeah, I can see that too.
I mean, he's, I guess, would still be half Lannister.
Yeah.
But I still think it's going to be Jaime.
Oh, yeah, I think it's definitely going to be Jaime that kills her. Just because, given the... I mean, that's the scene in this episode was where he was very much like, I don't know about this. This just seems
but like somebody a terrible did, idea. I think it was, I don't know, it was a sketch, but they're like, wasn't the prophecy that they were going to choke her? No, I think it just said kill.
Yeah, I think it was just
kill. But anyway, said somebody, like, if it was choking, how is Jaime Lannister going to get his hands around Cersei's neck with one gold hand? I'm like, okay, that's fair. Know, that's
maybe
fair.
Hit her with it.
That's fair.
It's pretty heavy.
but I guess it doesn't say how. I don't think it says how.
I don't think it says how. I just think it's going to kill her.
But again, if anyone, it more than likely, I would think, would be Jaime.
Yeah, Jaime makes a lot more sense than anything. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be, it was a solid start to the season.
Yeah, very solid start.
Agreed. I think everyone is very pleased with where we're headed. And I think it's going to be great TV for the next 6 episodes.
I know. I agree. So.
Okay, so who do you think's next on Arya's list that she's going to? We know it's not Cersei.
She's not going
to King's Landing. She's going to be diverted.
I don't know. She might run in. Well, I don't think she's going to run into the Hound. I don't know. Something's got to happen to where she's going back to Winterfell.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now she's heading south to King's Landing, but.
Well, so. Looking ahead to the next episode, we see a dire wolf.
Yes, we see a dire wolf.
Do we know?
I don't know if we know whose it is.
If it's Nymeria.
My dad theorized that it's Nymeria.
Yeah.
Her dire wolf, and so they'll.
Well, there are only 2 left.
Yes.
Only 2 left.
It's Arya's and John's.
Yep.
What ghost. Is John's ghost? Ghost. Yep. That's right, ghost. So, but yeah, maybe she'll find her dire wolf and be like, hey, I need to go home.
Maybe that's a sign.
Maybe that's a sign, yeah. So maybe that's what happens.
Well, but can't Arya warg?
Not in the show.
No?
No.
I thought she...
No?
I thought in the book she did.
Maybe in the book she
does. Or they dreamt. She dreamt.
Maybe. I don't know about that. Maybe in the book she did.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's ever happened on the show, so... Mm.
But yeah. I thought it was interesting. They showed a glimpse of a dire wolf.
Yeah.
Which makes us, okay, well, that, I mean, it could be ghost, but
it could
was such
be
a
ghost.
Quick.
Yeah, I know.
It was such a quick shot.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I'm pretty sure Arya's going to reunite with her dire wolf, and then I don't know. We know there's going to be a reunion with the Starks, so at some point she's got to go back to Winterfell.
Right.
So maybe that's what will drive her to go to Winterfell.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's going to hear like from somebody else along the way. Oh, do you know that Jon is? Because I don't think she knows that yet. That Jon's king of the North.
And I don't
Sansa
think so.
Is.
Yeah.
I
think you're right.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be good.
I know.
Hey, guys, you can always, I mean, please reach out to us. Let us know what you're thinking about Game of Thrones so we can include it in the podcast.
Yes.
There are several different ways we can do it. One is obviously through Twitter, A Gal and a Gay.
We're also on Facebook, A Gal and a Gay. Follow us and comment and, you know, message us. You can also email us your theories at agalandagay@gmail.com. So several ways for you to reach us. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll read your theory on the podcast, and so please reach out.
You can also give us a call, leave us a message through our voicemail, 816-237-8422. Again, that's 816-237-8422. Just leave us a message, and we will play your comments on the podcast.
And remember, you can listen to us on Apple Podcast, Podbean, Stitcher, Google, all of these great places. Pretty much anywhere you get a podcast, you can find us. So share and listen with your friends, okay? Are we done?
We're done. Thank you for listening. Sorry, I was just looking at the... somebody had slowed down... Before we go. Somebody slowed down the preview for... next week.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it looks like it's Nymeria.
Great.
I mean, you can even see they even have Arya after it. I mean.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. That's definitely Nymeria.
I mean, that's a spoiler. Why would you put?
I don't know. It might get you excited. But I mean, people don't remember her. We don't know for certain that's her direwolf. You know, it could not be her direwolf. Who knows?
Hmm.
It could just be a random direwolf.
We're meeting new dire wolves.
Right,
a new pack. So excellent. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye.